How about expressing some of his encouragement?
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others. Today, a practical tip for expressing God's glory through the blessing of encouragement.
We express the presence of God, the life and the love of Jesus, when we encourage people who may be at a point of discouragement. Maybe they've grown weary in well-doing. Would there be somebody in your life who could be encouraged? You remember when he spoke to that thief next to him on the cross and he says, "Today I'll be with you in paradise"? I believe that was encouraging, don't you?
Dr. David Ferguson, in the next 24 hours, express the glory of God through encouragement. And for more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, where every day we learn how-tos for living out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments, how to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and like unto it, meaning equal to, how to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ, it's more than church attendance or being able to spout off Bible verses at the drop of a hat. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ may be totally different than you've ever imagined. Our topic this week on Great Commandment Radio, Discipleship Redefined. Let's get back to it with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Well, it's a Tuesday on Great Commandment Radio, and we're glad that you've joined oldest daughter Terry and I.
Oh, it's good to be here again, Dad.
For the opportunity to talk a little bit this week about Discipleship Redefined. If you were asked unchurched people today, what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? I think you can get some strange answers. Oh, those are those people who never do this and this, and those are those people who always insist on doing this and this. Is that what it means to be a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ? We want to challenge you this week to think about maybe we need our concepts redefined. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Now, Terry, yesterday we talked about being a servant and having an expectant faith with a heart of gratitude. And on today's program, this one's a little strange too, so keep me from being so heady.
Okay, that's right. That's why I'm here.
Today's program, what does it mean to be a minister unto the Lord? One of the most interesting passages you'll find in the New Testament has to do with Paul saying that we as God's people are being equipped as saints for the work of ministry. Do you know that to be a follower of Jesus Christ is to be a minister? The word is to be a servant. Same word, servant. And yet, what does it mean to be a servant unto the Lord, ministry unto the Lord? In Acts 13:2, the Bible says that early church was gathered together, and it says they were ministering unto the Lord. They were serving the Lord. So we're going to be talking real practically, Terry, as you help me not make this so heady, that ministry of the Lord means things like, let's give Him praise a lot. Let's listen to Him. Let's train people how to give Him praise, and let's train our homes and our families how to listen to Him. And then let's also be a people who are already yielded to Him even before we hear what He wants us to do. How do you serve the Lord? As a follower of Jesus Christ, serving the Lord means things like, let's be sure to give him praise. Now, Terry, we're being real practical here about what it means that we're not just going through the perfunctory motions of holding hands around the dinner table and someone giving the obligatory prayer. We're talking about really getting our homes and families involved in, let's begin to give a lot of thanks and praise.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a neat opportunity, it sounds like, to begin to stir up little Madison's heart of praise in that way.
Yeah, this week we've had the neat opportunity to have some discussions about how we didn't want Dad to feel alone, because Dad's in Alabama working right now on some roofing jobs. And so we didn't want Dad to feel alone. And so we had some brainstorming times about we were going to call Daddy and tell him all the ways that we love him. And we were talking about how we love Daddy more than, and we'd fill in the blank. And so I love Daddy more than Mexican food. That's my favorite. Madison loves Daddy more than chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. And Madison loves Daddy more than butterflies and flowers. And if you know her, that's a huge deal. And she loves Daddy more than the color pink. And so we got to call up Daddy and tell Dad all those things so that he didn't have to feel alone. And then we hung up the phone and she said, but you know, Mom, and she got this really big smile on her face. She said, you know, Mom, but I love Jesus even more than all of those.
Mm.
And it just thrilled my heart. And then she said, and I bet that makes him really happy to hear that, doesn't it? Mm. And we just got to say, oh, yeah, I know that God is smiling even bigger than we are, Madison, because he loves to hear your words of praise for him.
Mm. She was ministering to the Lord.
She was.
She was making Jesus happy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a faithful follower of Jesus is one who often gives him thanks, often gives him praise. Now, how about you right now? Let's not receive the gifts of God in vain. Let's not just receive all these blessings without just pausing and giving him thanks. You know, in our teaching segment today, we're going to be focusing in Luke 17 about the story of Jesus blessing all these lepers, healing them miraculously, and yet only one comes back to give him praise. A faithful follower of Jesus is one who gives him praise. We minister to him. We listen to him. In our closing segment today, we're going to talk about a time together as a family where we could kind of pause and listen. Just listen for some of the things we've got to be grateful for. And begin to embark on a journey of being a people, maybe being a family, who really serves the Lord by giving him praise, by listening to him, and by approaching him with a heart that says, as young Samuel did in the Bible when he says, speak now, Lord, thy servant listens. Young Samuel was declaring his heart as a servant. Young Samuel was saying, even before I hear you, I've already decided to obey. Maybe that's a part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Here I am, Lord, send me. I'm listening. We're glad you've joined us today. As we explore together, what does it mean in the 21st century to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ? Be sure to visit a website at greatcommandment.net. You'll find the downloads for the week. In fact, on today's download, we're going to be focusing in our closing segment on something called a journal of gratefulness, a way that your family can stir up their hearts of gratitude as we become a people who minister unto the Lord. You'll also find the resource for the week, and most importantly, you'll be able to pass along to others how they can listen to Great Commandment Radio 24/7 over the internet, as together we desire to express a deepened heart of love for him and for those around us. That's what Great Commandment Radio is all about. We'll see you on the other side during our teaching segment. Bye now.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with eldest daughter Terry Ferguson Sneed, they'll be back with us in our final segment of Great Commandment Radio. Coming up next, we take you into an Intimate Life Ministries conference entitled Kingdom Calling, and we'll tell you how you can attend the conference in the comfort of your own home. Just a quick reminder to visit our website today, a free download, the Journal of Gratefulness. It's yours absolutely free at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. And while you're there, roam around the website. You'll discover churches in your own backyard, literally around the world, our Great Commandment network of churches and resources, an online community, much, much more. Seminar schedules, well, just visit the website. Don't forget, today it's the free download you don't want to miss, the Journal of Gratefulness. Go to greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net or call our staff toll-free at 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. More of Great Commandment Radio right after this break. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
Is there would be somebody in your life that maybe they've got a goal, a dream?
How-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Would there be somebody in your life, maybe somebody close, somebody in your own home, who could be blessed? Maybe someone in your fellowship, just a word of, I was listening to the radio the other day, and I was reminded of you, and I just wanted to let you know I'm believing in you. I'm excited for your journey in what God has got before you.
Dr. David Ferguson, in the next 24 hours, bless someone with encouragement. And for more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, Discipleship Redefined, our topic all of this week with Dr. David Ferguson and our special guest, Terry Ferguson Sneed. And with Thanksgiving just around the corner, now's a great time to talk about discipleship and experience it. Now, what's the connection between Thanksgiving, gratefulness, and discipleship? You'll find out as we take you into a Kingdom Calling course with Dr. David Ferguson. At the end of this segment, I'll give you information on how you can attend the Kingdom Calling course in your own home or Bible study or church group. So get a pencil and paper ready. Here's Dr. David Ferguson from Kingdom Calling.
In our own personal life, I remember the time, and we'll lead you through this, in Luke 17. In Luke 17, I'm preparing a message back there where I'm supposed to be the one sharing a message on Luke 17, the story of the 10 lepers. And if you're going to share a message, you've got to start with a good outline. And so I remember here the Bible says that 10 lepers show up in the life of Jesus. I think what's happened is he's healed one leper, a few lepers, so the word's getting out among lepers. He does good stuff with lepers. And so 10 of them show up. And the text says that those 10 cry out, "Have mercy on us, Master." And it's an intriguing thing what Jesus says. Lepers have been healed in the Scriptures many different ways. They've been touched. They've been asked to go wash in the river. All kinds of things. In this case, Jesus simply says to them, go show yourselves to the priest. You remember that? And I excited when he says, go show yourselves to the priest. This is about, you know, a couple of years after teaching the book of Leviticus. I remember when I read that in the book, I thought to myself, what he's just told them to do is to go fulfill the requirements of Leviticus 14 through 16, which were the requirements of being restored after leprosy, so that if you were ever healed, you went to the priest, he reinstituted you back into the community and the realm of faith. And when I put those two rational thoughts together, I wrote down on my outline, the real key principle is, go obey the Bible. That's what I wrote down. I mean, we're going to disciple some folks here. And the first important truth is, go obey the Bible. So I wrote that down. Go. Now, that'll preach, won't it? Go obey the Bible. In other words, that's what they were just told to do. Just go obey the Bible. So I wrote that down. And then I'm working on this passage, and it says, interesting, it says, as they went. Remember what happened? What happened? They were healed. Man, just as soon as I saw that, I'm thinking, man, what that is, that's faith. That's acting as if it's so when it's not so in order for it to be so. In other words, that's faith, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? Word of God. So if Christ has just said, go show yourselves a priest, faith would say, if I do that, it's what? It is going to happen. And so I wrote that down. Go exercise faith. We are going to produce some faithful disciples in this next discipleship meeting. We have got two awesome points. Obey the Bible and exercise faith. Man, we're going to impress these folks next time I get together. We have got good discipleship stuff, but we all know that at that point, you can't disciple anybody well. You can't have a good sermon or a teaching series without 3 points. And so I'm going from a third point. And I'm into this text. And I continue to read the text. And you know the story. The Bible says that as they went, they were healed. But the story is not really about the healing of the 10 lepers. The passage is really about one leper. The Bible says that there is this one who apparently was so overcome with the wonder and the gratitude that he could not take another step away from Jesus. And he turned and he came running back and threw himself at the feet of Jesus and began to give him praise. I remember continuing to read. You see, I still hadn't figured out my third point. So I was still thinking that's what discipleship was about. It's about teaching points. I read the next verse and he looked at that one. He says, has only this foreigner come back? The others must have been Jews. The Spirit of God takes another Bible verse and says, is this not yet another time when he has come to his own? And his own have received him not.
Dr. David Ferguson, the course is entitled Kingdom Calling, Experiencing God's Calling in Your Heart, in Your Relationships, and especially in Your Church and Discipleship. You can experience Kingdom Calling firsthand by ordering this week's resource kit, the Kingdom Calling Workbook, along with the audio CD or DVD set. Go to greatcommandment.net, and when you order Kingdom Calling, you'll be helping to support a local ministry in your own community. Happens to be the radio station you may be listening to right now. Order Kingdom Calling today. At least visit for the Journal of Gratefulness, great preparation for the Thanksgiving season. Kingdom Calling, available at greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net, or call our staff toll free. We can tell you how you can begin a Kingdom Calling training course in your own Bible study or church. greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll-free 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Back to David and Terry right after this. You're listening to Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out the greatest of all the commandments. Time again for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, who today reminds us to turn aside from our busy schedules so we can exercise our privilege to love.
Turn a little aside and give God an opportunity to stir up inside of you that fresh sense of gratitude that you and I have the privilege to express His presence, beginning with those nearest you. How about today? Someone to accept, someone to encourage. Great commandment, love, the simplest of all commands. Thanks again for joining us today.
Dr. David Ferguson, for more tips on great commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop or our Never Alone initiative or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. And now, Terry, we've made a couple references already this week about how one of the special roles in our family is that you keep your father from being so heady.
Yes.
I can
That's kinda, my calling. In
yes.
Life.
I can kind of go there with 3 points and poems and Greek and Hebrew words and all kinds of things. And yet on today's program, the listeners will be able to get an idea of one of the ways you fulfill that role is with your awesome creativity. You know, we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and many families have got that coming up, and we've been talking today about becoming a minister to the Lord, giving thanks and praise for what God's up to. And we can always count on you and our family that continues to grow and grow as we add folks to the family for creative ideas about how we can celebrate Thanksgiving. And so, becoming a follower of Christ, learning to minister to the Lord. What's on the horizon for this Thanksgiving?
I know. For this Thanksgiving, this was prompted through our reading of the story of Jacob the other night. And it just prompted in my heart that as we were reading the story, it talks about how Jacob slept on the rock. And then he had a dream about God and the angels coming down from the ladder. And then it says that that Jacob took the rock that he slept on and placed it in the ground as a reminder of all of the ways that God would be with him and take care of him. And he called it Bethel. And so we're going to actually get some rocks as big as I can carry. And we're going to paint pictures on them because, you know, my kids are too young to write. But we're going to paint pictures of all of the ways that God has taken care of us this year and give him praise and thanks for that as a family. And then plant those rocks, stand them up in our backyard. And we're going to have our own Bethel.
There you go. Now, families, how about that? Now, you and I might encourage discipleship being redefined. It's not so much about we don't ever do this and we always do this and we insist on believing this and we check off this list of activities and things to do in our spiritual life. It's about relating. And in this case, Terry, you're talking about relating to God in a very thankful, praise-filled way. What an awesome testimony that families might embrace that, and may even include a little bit of this encouragement that ministry of the Lord includes listening to him. Maybe just pause together as a family and say, you know, let's just be quiet a moment and allow God to remind us of some of those ways he's provided for us, he's protected us, he's blessed us. I think we can count on him to remind us. He'll stir up those memories that we can then celebrate. We can celebrate by giving him thanks and praise. What a great practical idea for families to be able to encourage ministry unto the Lord. And Terry, as we close today's program and encourage our listeners to visit greatcommandment.net and get some free download ideas for the week, the Kingdom Calling resource that will be a blessing to their own lives and families, I thought it might also be important for maybe you to take just these closing moments to reflect a little bit upon how it is that God works in the lives of those around us to love on us and care for us. But in the final analysis, we have a Christ, a Jesus, who we all always can count on.
Yeah, a long time ago, I just wrote these words as a reflection of what was going on in my life. And it says this: I've seen many friends and family come and go in my life. What used to be a shoulder to lean on is now sometimes just thin air. I've wanted to be the center of someone's universe with all their love and concern orbiting nicely around me. It hasn't exactly worked out that way. I still want it, though. In fact, I've learned that it's okay to want that. It's okay to need people. And I need people, and they need me. It's a matter of us taking away the lonelies from one another. I need my family, my friends, and the other important people in my life. They are one of the reasons that I am never alone. But I've learned something else, that no one can take away my loneliness all the time. No one person can devote their entire life to the well-being of someone else. No one human, that is. And that leaves one possibility, one that is too easily forgotten. And he is Jesus. He's a quiet, constant presence in my life. And he knows me better than anyone else. It's funny, but I'm the center of his universe, and he longs to be the center of mine. Jesus, God and friend, faithful, devoted, everlasting, he's the primary reason that I'm never alone.
You are the center of someone's universe, and his name is Jesus. Why not pause and give him thanks today? Bless you for joining us, sharing a little bit of your day with us at Great Commandment Radio.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Sneed, both of Intimate Life Ministries, thanks for taking the time to be with us today. Please take a little more time and visit our website. We have a free download for you today. It's a journal of gratefulness. It will set you up for the Thanksgiving season like never before, and you'll experience discipleship. There is a connection between a grateful heart and discipleship. Find out more by visiting our website. The download's free, and you can also order your own copy of Kingdom Calling, this week's resource that will help you better experience what God has in mind for you and your heart, your relationships, your discipleship. You'll also be supporting local Christian radio when you order Kingdom Calling on DVD or audio CD, along with the companion workbook. All available at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. There you can become part of our online community. Find out about churches near you, seminars and workshops, training opportunities, and much, much more. Greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Or call us toll free at 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, discipleship gets practical.
Jonathan, who's two, be David, and Daddy, who's huge, you know, 6 feet tall, be Goliath, and Jonathan throws a ball and knocks down Daddy. And I mean, that's just, it's great fun. And so we've had a great time experiencing God's Word that way.
Join us tomorrow for Great Commandment Radio.